Proclamation number 0376 of 13th of April, 1938. Building and Foundation Pillars. Printing of the writings. Warning. You must never despair. The Lord will always be with you who desire to live in His will. What the Lord imposes on you is only to strengthen your faith and to increase the longing for the Lord, because He wants you to be completely absorbed in Him. He wants to build a house which firmly and unshakably defies all onrushes from the outside, and you must fit in with the will of God and take everything upon you in patience and submission and always let the Lord rule. Then the building will be rightly done, for the pillars of which the Lord has chosen you. And now, my child, we want to satisfy your desire and strengthen you in an extraordinary reception, because the Lord wants to announce to you how your father life should be. In a short time you will be approached by someone whose will it is to contact you for the purpose of printing the writings. This will be in a circle which you do not know yet. The foundation of this circle is also to serve God. And therefore everything that is undertaken there will be blessed by the Lord. In this situation you must then not doubt. You must always know that the Lord guides you and leads you to these brothers and sisters on earth, that you are therefore completely in His will. Let the Lord continue to rule there, unite with them, and let your heart only always turn to the Lord, then the right thinking will always enliven you. But now you will have difficulties, which arise from the respective commandment that meetings for the purpose of spiritual training are not permitted. Do not allow this to frighten you all. Where the Lord dwells among you, this commandment will be ineffective for you. During this time some of you are filled with anxiety, fearing that the building will collapse. But always trust in the Lord. What He has given shall be a blessing for thousands more. Do you believe that these signs of His great love for you human children can be destroyed by the hands of people when it goes against the will of the Lord? So just always make sure that no foreign being gains insight before the time, so that the course of events is not made more difficult, so that no premature intervention is made before the work is completed. For you are always surrounded by enemies, and therefore extreme caution is necessary, so that you do not trust indiscriminately everyone who approaches you. But the Lord will give you signs in due time. And now trustingly put all your care, your thoughts and your spiritual work into the hand of God. The greatest protection is prayer, which you trustingly offer to the dear Lord and Savior. What you ask for will be given to you. The Savior calls out to you, who are concerned about the needs of the body and soul. Become like children and you will receive everything you desire. Amen. Reference by Bertha Dutta, The Great Gospel of John, Volume IV, Chapter 79, 5. 5. Whoever of you will be a friend of the poor with all his heart, I will also be a friend and true brother to him, temporally and eternally, and he will not need to learn the inner wisdom from another wise man, but I will give it to him in all fullness in his heart. He will love his nearest poor brother as himself and will not cast out a poor sister, whatever tribe and whatever age she may be. To him I myself will come all the time and reveal myself to him most faithfully. To his spirit, which is love, I will tell it, and it will fill his whole soul and mouth. What he will then speak or write, that will be spoken and written by me for all times of the ages.